the shores of the Baltic Sea. The soaring cost of food meant it took most of your earnings, which meant the shutting down of much of industry. But no one knows for sure why the rebellion began, why it spread from state to state. When in the mountains and the plains, from Galway to Ukraine, came the rising of 1848. 1848. A pitchfork is no match for a rifle, but there's nothing that will give the king a fright, as when he looks out of the window and sees his castle burning in the night. But that's what happened in 50 different countries where landlords encountered such a fate. From Budapest to Sicily, life would never be the same after the rising of 1848. 1848. Marx and Engels wrote a book, spread as quickly as the flames, from which the feudal barons had to flee. From the workers in the cities, from the peasants in the towns, and even from the petty bourgeoisie. United for a time by a common sense of purpose, to finally throw off the crushing weight of the dynastic rule of hereditary lords who ruled the Europe of 1848. 1848. Thousands died before it all was over, and some say it all ended in defeat. But the landscape was transformed when serfdom was abolished, which is why we don't see history repeat. And the monarchs remembered when peasants with pitchforks came to burn down their estate. And most of them decided democracy was better than the rising of 1848. 1848. 1848. 1848.